China. Titties. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. I'm Colleen.
Waiting for it. I was like, we have a system. Amanda. Like systems.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're back for episode 9.
Shoo. God, that's I feel like I'm going to say that every time you mention the episode. I'm like, ugh.
Seriously. Well, next week we'll be in the double digits, though.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
So when we did Metro Buzz, we had a special celebration podcast, and we hit our 21st episode.
Oh, my God. That's 21st? So funny. That's so funny.
Because you could legally drink or something?
Like, yeah, so
it's
we...
symbolic.
Well, I mean, it was me and Paul... who was Bare Naked Hurley in, like, the Lost community or whatever. So it was me and Paul getting completely shit-faced while John, who doesn't drink, kind of tried to hold it together. And we were so drunk by the end because Paul is Australian and he was recording from Australia. And I'm pretty sure it was like 10 in the morning his time. And it was
the
like
the day before.
Yeah.
It's like it was already tomorrow.
It was already tomorrow. And oh, God, I don't even remember a lot of that. But we definitely did a 21st birthday podcast.
That's amazing.
Why not? I don't even remember. It doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit about that. That was 10 years ago. 9 years ago. Anyway, Shandy and I discovered something before we started recording, before Amanda came on.
Oh, yeah? I guess keeping secrets from me?
Well, we're going to tell you now. Okay. I'm finally drinking beer while Shandy's drinking wine.
Cheers. Oh.
We can never get on the same booze page.
Yes. And I was telling Colleen, I had every intention of drinking beer tonight, except that I have no more at my house. And I was going on a quick beer run, but I left work late and was like, oh, I have this wine in my house.
I have wine.
And I should probably drink.
So. I have
every intention of drinking beer, but I'm not.
Right. Well, I have wine, but I only have a glass worth left. And it's kind of bad at this point.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's kind of like that turning, so I kind of stuck an ice cube in it to kind of try to like so that's why I was like
too.
I'm just gonna start with the beer and then for my second drink I'll drink the
but because
one.
The listeners can't see the wine that you just like lifted up to the screen.
I was
feel
showing
like I have to
you.
It's red wine.
It is. Well, yes.
So you're putting an ice cube in red wine.
Oh, it was just a little ice cube. It came out of my water.
Meanwhile, I have the full bottle next to me because I just opened it up.
Well, I have another bottle, but I wasn't going to open it. If I have to, I will. But let's hope that we don't. I'm like riding solo tonight. Jay has a work event thingy, and Zach is staying at Jack and Cindy's house, my in-law's house. So it's me and you guys and Zoe the cat and my
girl's name.
My good beer and my kind of expiration date glass of wine.
Questionable wine.
Awesome.
All I know is I really hope that I fall asleep quickly after we're done recording because I'm so tired. Zach was up in the middle of the night last night from 3:30 to 5 a.m. and it sucked.
Oh my God, Colleen, this is like in however many years it takes for like everyone in your household's sleep schedules to get back to normal, you're going to be like an extra superwoman because you have like, I feel like you never get sleep and you somehow get shit done anyway. So when you're like,
to be
operating
fair,
on a full night's sleep at some point,
to be fair, I've never been much of a sleeper, except this time it's not by my choice.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it worse. Also, now that I'm, 32, I feel like the bags show more, if you can see in the video. Things just kind of show a little bit more. But we've been really good. Like, Jay's always been a 10 o'clock go to sleep person. And I've always been a I'll be in bed in like 10 minutes. And then it's like, you know, 12:30 at night kind of thing.
And then you chat with us first.
And then I chat with you. Well, it actually, it is the tribe group chat that always screws with me. And it's always like, it is. You guys are like the worst influences. There's been times when I'm like, okay, it's 10:30. I'll go to bed with you. It's like, yeah. I get up to pee like a half hour later and I'm like, fuck, now I got to join the chat, which nobody again cares about. But that's just the perils of the internet. It's bad for you. Don't do it, boys and girls.
And don't have friends who are 3 hours
behind you.
Yep.
But it's funny because when I was finally on your time schedule, when I was at Comic-Con, we didn't really talk that much.
I believe we call that irony.
I know. But yeah, so I've been actually being really, really good about going to bed when Jay goes to bed. And you know something? It turns out if you go to bed at like 10 or 10:30 at night, you feel really good when you wake up.
Isn't it crazy?
It's a thing.
See, I don't know. Like, I try the whole like, going to bed early thing, and it doesn't work unless I'm really tired. Like, no, otherwise I just lie there.
It
I'm
takes
like, great,
some
so
adjusting.
I'm in bed, but, like, I'm not
thinking. Yeah, it takes some adjusting, and it's like little kids. Like, you have to get yourself in a routine. So, like, you have to set a bedtime for yourself, and you have to stick to it.
Okay,
and you have to, like, maybe, like, read for a half an hour in bed before you sleep.
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
Try not to use screens and yada, yada, yada.
I don't do any of that, nor do I set the bedtime. It's usually like, okay, we're going to bed now. Okay. Okay. I'm following your sleep schedule.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think last episode we set a record for an inordinate amount of poop talk.
Yep. I think you're right.
I maintain that it seriously was not as much as everyone is making it out to be.
You know why? Because you didn't edit it.
I did.
We recorded for 2 hours, and that episode is an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I took out a lot of talk about poop and my vagina problems.
Oh.
If you know,
I didn't even notice you cut that down.
I cut that down. I cut out like 3 minutes of me talking about my gynecologist visit. If you know,
sweet editing, I didn't even notice.
Thank you. If you go back and listen, though, it's just the story. Any of the other talk about things, I totally cut out because I was like, I don't think I really want people to know this.
Yeah, I forgot what all the other stuff was anyway. So
good.
I didn't miss it.
Good.
Mm. Yeah. Hmm. Good. Well, yeah, it was a little bit poop heavy in the beginning, up front, but then afterwards, I feel like we kind of left the poop behind. So,
no. Sorry.
That's true. Like but we're going to try to do less poop talk because we want to get more listeners.
I'm telling you, I say we make it a drinking game this episode. Anyone mentions poop.
All right. Well, Shandy might go through her bottle of wine, and I might have to open that.
Well, again, this wouldn't be a bad thing.
Also, I'm gonna have to
that's
drink.
True. I'm alone tonight for now. I mean, I don't have to wake up for a baby at 5 a.m. or whatever time.
Yeah.
Guys, I look really bad. Like, look at my eyes.
I was actually thinking just how pretty you look. But anyway.
That's I might cry now.
Oh.
Because I was really just thinking how old I look.
Oh, on the webcam, you look great.
Thanks. I thought I had mom.
I'm sure in person you look great too, but then again, I've never seen you in person. Someday we will meet.
Someday.
Someday.
Anyway, before we ixnay the poop talk until we get to all the feedback about it, Shandy, do you have a squatty potty update?
So this is going to be disappointing, perhaps. I actually, earlier this week, I texted Colleen from from the bathroom at work.
Like,
and I was like, God damn it, every time.
Like, thinking of you while I'm shitting. XOXO.
That's pretty literally what it was. And I was like, you know, every time I have to poop somewhere that's not at home, I just can't help but think, like, this is a missed opportunity.
It is a missed opportunity. You are missing out.
Oh, dear.
I did use the squatty potty like once or twice. I know that doesn't sound like very much, but it's because, like, you know, we go places other than our homes. And
speaking of being in a routine, sometimes you get in a routine.
Seriously, can't you just drink your coffee before you go to work? Sorry.
I do, but it's like,
Sorry, Amanda. Anyway,
sometimes
it takes a minute to kick in.
Yeah. So anyhow,
coffee doesn't make me poop, though. So I guess it doesn't really.
Really?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really. Oh, Amanda, cheers. You've got the beer.
I do have the beer. This is actually beer with coffee in it. No.
Nice.
So I guess it was it this week? Yeah, it was this week. There is this bar up in Greenpoint that my boyfriend really loved when he lived in the neighborhood. And they were having their second anniversary. So we went and we had dinner. And they're a brewery. I don't know if I mentioned that. I think I just said it was bar. But so in honor of their anniversary, they had like every brew that they have ever made. And you can buy crowlers to go, like the just like big cans.
Yep.
So we loaded up, and I'm drinking a black lager with coffee in it. Ooh, yeah. Keg and Lantern's the name of the place. You can see there's special glasses.
Nice. Yeah.
It's very coffee-y. I'm a little afraid that
delicious.
I won't sleep. It's very delicious. We also got one in, that it's like a pilsner with like brewed with like chili, so it's like really spicy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really intriguing. It's like you're crunching on peppers while you're drinking this beer.
What's
it's
the name of
it? Weird and awesome, and I've never had anything like it.
What's the name of the brewery again?
Keg and Lantern.
Keg and Lantern. Cool.
Yeah. They don't distribute, so it's like you have to go there.
Well, that's
and buy
awesome.
A crowler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Cool. Good times.
Very sweet. Cool.
So I'm trying to think. No poop.
Oh, so I
don't know why.
Coffee, because coffee makes some people poop and not others.
Yeah.
And I did try the Squatty Potty, but I was maybe a little bit underwhelmed. So
I got
maybe
you the wrong size.
Yes, oh my God, stop. They come in sizes?
Yeah, and I didn't know that. So I should have got you the 7-inch size, and I got you 9-inch by accident. And I didn't know this until Chris in Boston. So Boston texted me, and he was like, dude, I'm totally buying the Squatty Potty after listening to the last broadcast. What size should I get? And I was like, there's different sizes? I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I just grabbed the one that was
like
on display.
Like 8 inches tall? Like they're talking like the height?
Yeah, the height.
The floor?
Yes.
I guess it's maybe the, I don't know, maybe the 7-inch
on
one
how
is
how long your legs are.
Yeah. But
right.
I'm thinking,
optimal
is the 9-inch
position.
One for people with shorter legs?
Yeah. Because it's like it would get your legs up higher.
I think I gave you the wrong Squatty Potty.
But I'm 5'6", so I feel like I'm kind of like neither tall
yeah,
nor short.
Yeah, but I'm 5'4", and I use the 7-inch one.
Well, but it also depends on how long your legs are. Like, I'm 5'2", but I have legs the length of, like, most people that are, like, 5'6". So.
That's true. Man, yeah, I thought no, we weren't really going to talk about poops. We're just talking about logistics.
I told you.
We got a lot of people that bought Squatty Potties as a result of our episode. There was a decent amount of feedback about that. So you're all welcome. Please let us know what you thought of it.
And I think I'll need to use it a few more times to see if like this like miraculous change really happens.
Okay.
So I'm going to reserve judgment for right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, you need to not poop at work. So.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Yes.
That's true. When you got to go, you got to go. Amanda, you're a minister.
Yes.
Let's discuss that.
I am.
Let's move away.
I don't know if we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Away from the poop
from
talk.
From one end of the spectrum to the other.
Away from the poop and to the God. But you're just an online minister. I know you're not.
I'm just
like
an online minister. Yeah.
Not just an online minister.
I'm a practicing online minister. Ooh. Yeah, no, this year I finished up my third wedding, and I have one more next year. Next summer I'll be presiding over a wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, like, how did you decide to do this? What does it entail? Like, how do you – or just, like, today I'm going to become an online minister.
Who did you
get? Yeah, kind of. It was, like, one of those weird bucket list things that I kind of always wanted to do. So my good friend Megan from college, one of my housemates, still a very, very dear friend, when they were planning their wedding, neither one of them are terribly religious. They definitely didn't want any sort of like God religious figure mirroring them. And they were looking at like celebrants and this, that, and the other thing. And like, it just sort of came up. I was over their house and it was just like, you know, I've always wanted to be an online minister. And they're like, yeah, would you do it? I was like, yeah. Okay. So then it's like we went, I think most people usually do like the Universal Life Church, which I didn't like. because they like totally denounce God and like,
right.
You know, not that it's really all that real, but I did want to like find an online church that like I could kind of get behind their values. So we went back and forth and we found the church that I'm a part of, which is American Marriage Ministries.
Cool.
And they're awesome. It's like the start of like a really bad joke. It's like an atheist, a Jew, and a Christian formed this church just to help people marry loved ones.
That's awesome.
Like, that's the only reason why. Yeah, it's the only reason why it exists. And like they just make it really, really simple. So it's like you pay for your stuff. You say what state you're in, and then they send you exactly the paperwork that you need for that state, because every state has different rules and regulations. Uh-huh. Even within from county to county, the regulations are different. Uh-huh. Like the second wedding I did was in New York City, and I had to like go back to them and like get them to send extra stuff. I had to go like back and forth to like the city clerk's office like a million times, and it was cool. I got to sign like this big old book that now resides in the city clerk's office that has me on like
really
a list
cool.
of yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome.
After like the fourth time of going back and forth to the city clerk's office, I finally got to do it, and I was just so excited. I was like, "Can I take a picture?" And like, the guy looks at me and is like, "No, there's a lot of like private, like legal stuff written in this book." And I'm like, "Yeah, no." As soon as it came out of my mouth, I know I probably shouldn't have asked that. I'm sorry. He's like, "Well, you can take a picture of the outside of the book if you want."
Like, good. Okay. I hope you did.
did you?
Okay, good. I yeah, would have I too. Yeah. When I became a notary, it was so okay. I took this notary class when I was
I did
pregnant.
Not know you were a notary.
I don't have a stamp or anything, so a notary
because
I passed
the
wish you had a stamp.
Me too.
How can we get you a stamp?
Okay, so I took the class when I was 8 months pregnant. And then I got a speeding ticket like 2 weeks later. No, I didn't get a speeding ticket. I got a ticket for making a right on red, but
Did the police officer see that you were like hugely pregnant?
Oh my God.
At that point?
I got the ticket. I got the ticket 2 weeks before my due date. So yes, so I don't know. He did not notice.
Like, oh my God, my water broke. I'm dropping myself.
He did not notice that I was pregnant. I guess because here's what happened. It was the weirdest thing. Like that was the day I went to Walmart and somebody stole my shopping cart.
I vaguely remember like, this story.
Yes, it was on Facebook.
Before or after you paid? Yeah.
Before I paid. So like I like went to get shampoo or something, and I knew where the shampoo was. So I left my cart at the beginning of the aisle, turned around. Grabbed the shampoo, and when I turned back, my cart was gone.
Oh my God, like, my husband does that all the time.
I was like, this is so random. And so then I was
he
like,
steals
I was
random people's shopping carts?
Seriously.
No, he leaves. He doesn't steal them. He leaves them like just like wherever because he doesn't want to push it all the way to wherever he's going because I don't know if he's thinking he can get there faster. What I mean, you tell me, Colleen. Apparently you guys do the same thing, and then I'll come back, and that really like it makes me flustered because I feel like it's either going to be in the way or somebody's going to steal it like they did to you.
Somebody stole it.
Not like steal it, but just like they're just not going to like realize that it belongs to someone. They're just going to like go off with it.
Like, oh, a cart.
But there were things in it.
Yeah, well, maybe they thought that somebody just, like, started shopping and then left.
No.
And they were like, perfect. These were all the things I was
because,
going to
you
buy.
Know, yeah, yeah. Like, they didn't
I
look.
I have to pick them out.
Like, nobody gave a look around, like, oh, there's a lady standing 10 feet from here. I wonder if this is her cart. She doesn't have one. Oh,
well,
look, she's 38 weeks pregnant.
You're like a planet.
Seriously. So
yeah, that's fair. That's
so that happened, and then I was like, well, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts, because I was going to Pure Bar after, and I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and the weirdest thing happened, like, I was texting Jay, and I was like, I get this weird feeling that I'm about to get a ticket, I swear to God, and then 5 minutes later, I got off the exit to go to Trader Joe's, and I didn't make, so it was you could make the red on red, but I kind of rolled through the red, because nobody was coming, and I was keeping up with traffic. Like, I didn't come, like, you know, traffic light, full complete stop, then go. Mm-hmm. So, like, the guy totally, mm-hmm. like dinged me. And he was, like, he was apologetic, kind of. He was nice. He was young. He was just like, I'm sorry, but we're having a big push right now, and I gotta blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's cool. And then I, like, pointed my stomach, and I was like, so my court date is June 26th, and I'm due June 14th. What happens if I can't make it? And he looks at me and he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, so what happens? He was like, well,
just, you know, hypothetically.
You should get a pass.
Well, I didn't get a pass. So long story short.
You should go to court right away and be like, hello. And then the judge would.
Well, I was hoping that I would know the judge because I work with lawyers and judges and stuff. So I was like, please right. be a district court judge that I know. It wasn't. But damn. So I like, this is actually kind of like, we were so proud of ourselves. And by we, I mean me, because I go to the courthouse all the time for work. So I thought this was an incredible feat. So we get there and we park right in front of the courthouse. And I'm like, Jay, park here. We have this 10-day-old baby, right? And I was like, we got it. So, like, we go in, we go to the court session, and, like, you know, we go before the judge and the ADA and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, that was so fast. We have a half an hour left on our 1 hour parking. Let me go get notarized. So... No, not only do we get notarized, we go to the Register of Deeds office. We get Zach's birth certificate. Then I'm like, by the way, where can I get sworn in to be a notary? Because I have this thing that says I can be a notary, but I haven't been sworn in yet. So they were also like, oh, go to that desk over there. So I went to that desk. And we made it out in less than an hour, and it was all for that 1 hour parking space in front of the courthouse, and it was like a massive win. I was like, yeah, I got this new mom thing down. I got this 10-day-old at the courthouse. I paid my ticket. I got his birth certificate.
That is a pretty good story.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen when you're running on a full night's sleep?
I don't know.
You're going to take over the world.
Oh, I remember the shirt that I wore too that day. I was like, I can kind of fit in this shirt now. It doesn't look quite right.
10 days after giving birth? Jesus.
Technically 13, I think.
Sorry. Well, yeah. I mean, like, what happens? Because I would imagine, like, baby takes up a fair amount. So, like, do you deplete?
Yeah, well, you lose a lot of the water weight and the weight in general when they come out. And yeah. then it takes a good amount of time to, like, get back to where you were because, you know, your hormones are out of control and you got, like, the bloat going on and blah, 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 blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah.
And you didn't gain just the baby. Like, you gained, like... Just
everything to the
weight.
Baby. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyways, that's my story about being a notary. Not as exciting as Amanda's awesome notebook story, though, or, you know, giant binder story thing.
No, I think your story was way better. Are you kidding me? You did all that in an hour. I did mine in like 5 trips to the city clerk, to 2 different city clerks. I went to the Brooklyn one to be told I had to go to the Manhattan one. Then I had to go to the Manhattan one like 4 times. So they just couldn't get my life together.
I'm so sorry.
But you did it. Now you're on wedding number 4. Yes.
Yeah. Not marriage number 4.
Yeah.
Wedding number 4. If any of the listeners wants Amanda to marry them, we can make that a Patreon level.
Oh my God, absolutely. I love doing weddings. I would gladly marry.
If you're in the tri-state area, Amanda will marry you if we hit a certain level on Patreon.
Speaking or if you're willing to pay for my travel.
Yeah, actually, she'll marry you anywhere.
I'll travel. Yeah.
As long as you don't, like, you know, murder her or something when she gets there. You have to prove that there's a wedding.
Yeah. So long as I get a plus one. At least so someone else knows where I am.
We'll work for a plus one.
Yeah.
Speaking of Patreon, we are a member of the J&J Network, so we actually benefit from their Patreon stuff. We are trying to be, you know, girl power and bring in our own patrons. So if you would like to become a patron, please do so. You can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, or you can go to JaneJack.com, and top right-hand corner of the website, there is a link for their Patreon page. Please consider doing that. You can donate anywhere, or I'm sorry, support us anywhere from $1 to like $500 or whatever. We're cool with $500, but like if you want to just do like $5, that's good too.
Every little bit helps.
You get access when you're at the dollar level. You get a thank you page on their website. When you're at $5 level, you get a special Patron's Choice Patreon. A special Patron's Choice podcast that you can vote on in the Facebook group every month, and you get to be a part of the Facebook group at the $5 higher level. When you're $15 or more, you get a special hangout. So it's the second podcast each month where you hang out and can call in and bring up topics or whatever. I think $50 gets you this awesome care package with cool headphones like the ones I'm wearing that nobody can see but you guys.
I can see.
And then there's a whole bunch of other levels. If you want to check them out, please go to patreon.com/JayandJack. We would really appreciate it. And when I add you to the Facebook group, you should totally be like, hey, I'm here because of the broadcast, because yes. girl power, girls rock. Also, we just rock, not even because we're girls, just because we're us.
Just because in general.
In general, and we are cool. All right. That said, does anybody have anything that they want to talk about? Because poop.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to that, I guess. I have one exciting thing, sort of exciting. So, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Big Sur Marathon.
Yes,
but
I am.
It is.
No, I am not. Enlighten me.
It's a really kick-ass marathon that starts in Big Sur, just south of where I am, and like goes up Highway 1 on the coast. And oh. It's really, really gorgeous, and it's like hard to get into. They cap it off at like, I'm not even sure how many people, but there are way more people that try to get in than that actually get in. And last year they went to this sort of like lottery system where you have to like enter the lottery and then just hope that your name gets pulled in order to be able to even sign up for it. And
yeah, I think the New York Marathon is like that like lottery system.
Probably. Yeah. But anyway, I got in for next year, so it's like, it'll be April 2017. We'll talk about this again. But
yeah, damn girl, why aren't you running right now?
Super excited. Well, that's kind of what I've been doing. Is I'm doing a half marathon in December to like kind of start training for it, and then I'll be training in the spring.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I did it last year, actually.
Is that the thing where?
It was just...
Go ahead. Sorry. You know what I'm going to ask.
Oh, it was just amazing. That's all.
Wait, how many marathons have you run then?
She's run like a million.
No, I've run a total of 4, but I've run. Wow. I've
that's
only run
like
the
a million, dude.
Once.
That's at least a million miles.
I didn't know you were like such a serious runner.
Yeah, I love running.
Shandy ran a marathon and then did a podcast.
Jesus. Yes, that was April 26, 2005.
Oh my god. I'm such an 14. Old lady. My lower back hurts.
No,
15. When I stand up now.
14. You're right. 15. That was 15. 15.
Wait, what year is it?
It was 15.
Yeah, 15. 15. 15.
Big Sur is the one where Tim met Ty from Survivor, right?
Yes, that is true. Big Sur is the one where Tim met Ty. Yes.
Good times.
Oh my god. Maybe I'll be running with Ty next year. I hope he runs it every year. I hope he got in. That's Ty from
That's what she said.
Survivor.
Nick keeps telling me that I keep missing all of these "That's What She Says" opportunities on podcasts, so I feel like
I'm
off my game.
Back with a vengeance.
I did. Yeah. Anyway, I kind of want to talk about the health benefits of alcohol, but I feel like with all the feedback we have going on, it's just not going to work out this time.
All right, we'll just put it up for next week.
Exactly.
We'll
apologies to health benefits of alcohol, but you're always going to be around / not really around.
I actually do want to read it, though, someday.
Okay, well, if we can get to it at the end of the show, then...
No. That ruins the bit.
It does ruin the bit. But I really do want to read it one of these days.
Yeah. I actually saw one that was kind of similar, and I almost pinned it today. It was something like alcohol related.
Was it HuffPo? Because I have this link from
maybe. If so, probably. I don't know. Shouldn't even mention it because I can't remember any of the particulars. Like, oh, there was a thing. Good. There was alcohol. It was an article.
Was
it was on Facebook.
Thing.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So, do we want to? We have some feedback from last episode. And then I guess we'll get into some of the questions. And if we have time after that, we can talk about poop or something.
Perfect.
All right.
My favorite. All
right. So as far as feedback goes from last week, I'll start with a non-poop one first. Lindsay said, thank you, ladies, for making me a wonder, for taking me on a wondrous musical journey after listening to the podcast. I must say I'm happy to connect with your musical memories, but damn, that means I'm part cougar and part millennial, too.
Is that a bad
thing? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. If that's wrong, I don't want to
be anyone could be.
Yeah, I don't want to be right. Matt said, what Patreon tier do we have to get to stop the bowel movement talk? If you'd like to become a patron, a patron at the $500 level, that might get you there quicker. Lori said, reading this post as I'm pooping. A girl after my own heart. CJ said, this is a shame-free zone, unless you do it in the sink, apparently. It's all going to the same place. Listen, sink pisser.
It's not about where it's going. It's about what the sink smells like when you're going to go and, like, wash your hands later.
That's very true. I thought you were going to be like, it's all about the climb, but...
It's all about the climb?
Like the Miley Cyrus song?
The Miley Cyrus song. So, Zach... When we drove back from New York a couple weeks ago, we just had my iPod on shuffle, and there must be a thing about, like, those songs being marketed to people, because I would play, like, a song, and then, like, the climb would come on, and he'd be like, Ma song? And I was like, no, let's listen to this one. Ma song! And it was the climb. And it was Katy Perry's Roar was also a big hit. Like I said, he loved Burn from Hamilton. I've said that on Twitter. He actually has asked for that. The other night, I sang Burn to him twice in a row because he gets three songs.
Aww,
and he was like, Mama Bun. And I was like, okay. He also coincidentally has a burn on his arm because he touched the hot toaster oven. So I feel like
he can really relate to the song.
It's kind of like, I don't know if it's a symptom or whatever. He's like, burn.
He might just be really asking for more like burn cream.
I know. He actually got side note, we got an incident report for Zach at school today.
What happened?
Well, it was for biting.
I feel like all little kids go through a biting phase.
He bit the burn scab off.
that's a new one.
I was like, wait, we have an incident report because he bit himself? Like, what?
That wasn't even an incident report.
They're like, we had to put a Band-Aid on it. And I was like, are you trying to tell me something? Like, I should have sent it to school with a Band-Aid or something? Because I didn't. And I... Guess what? I'm probably not going to do it again because I'm going to forget.
Like, I don't think it was a passive aggressive, like, you should have done this moment. But then again, I don't know your daycare providers.
They're actually quite awesome. So I'm sure it wasn't. But hashtag moms will only get that. Anyways, Michelle said,
I'm not a mom. I get it.
You bite your own burns too?
Not anymore. He bit his burn.
Amanda, you should work on that documentary next. People that bite their own burns. Finally, Michelle said, speaking of the subject of poop, for the record, I didn't need to fast forward through your podcast because you ladies weren't so detailed and over the top about the shit talk like Tim was. But I don't bring my phone into the bathroom ever. I'm a germaphobe and leave my phone untouched until after I wash my hands. I will, however, read magazines while relaxing on the commode.
That's actually probably smart. Yeah, like, you read all that stuff about like how absolutely disgusting cell phones are because they're so germy.
Shandy, do you have a bet going with Tim on Twitter or something going on?
Not a bet, but actually, Tim sent in a voicemail, and it actually has to do with what you're alluding to. I don't know if we want to go to that right now or not, but there was a poll.
That's what she said. Listen, Nick, fuck you. I'm not going to miss it this time. Also, that's what she said.
Or he said?
He said.
Look, everybody can make a mistake and miss it once in a while.
Yeah.
They had this whole penis breaking talk on the Married Man show.
I know. Yeah. Can't say I've ever encountered that, but.
Me either. I'm just saying. Moving on. Right. Okay. Poop poles. Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day.
Poop poles just sound awful.
That sounds
really cool.
Why did we go there?
Also, that's what she said. I'm not really sure. God, somebody did something. Somebody talked.
Feedback. You were reading feedback.
do we want to start with Tim's voicemail?
Okay.
I mean, it's all good. I was just thinking that it was a good segue, and then we could put the poop talk to rest.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a poop talk to rest.
Well, for today.
Yes.
Yes. So I feel like we've drastically dropped off on viewers. Listeners. Yeah. Okay, so let's get to this email from a voicemail from Tim.
Well done. I almost tried to take a sip of my mic.
Hey, Sandy, Colleen, and Amanda. This is Shut Up Tim, and I was just calling in because I had to brag a little bit. The Twitter gods have spoken, and I won the Twitter poll on who had the best poop stories of the week, me or Shandy. So to call in, of course, and gloat a little bit. But Shandy, I know that she must be really upset and disappointed, but trust me, you're going to be the only person in these two shows that have kitten stories every single week. So just be glad that you probably have the best kitten stories every single week. Also, I'm disappointed in your guys' music list. I can't believe Who Let the Dogs Out was not on any of any of your best lyric lists. So, I'm pretty much just calling in the shit on Shandy. So, I think that's it. All right. Hope you guys have a good show. Bye.
He's just calling in to shit on you, Shandy?
Yeah, he was literally calling to literally shit on me.
Ew. And
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm not into that.
And she would tell you if lady. She was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
actually, I probably would.
Well, I feel like
I will explain what he was talking about. There was a. I put up a poll, like I said, like she said, like they all said, on Twitter.
Everyone collectively said
yes, asking listeners who had the best poop stories. If it was my story from the broadcast or Tim's story from the Married Man show, which if you don't listen to the Married Man show, listen to the episode, that not the one that just came out, although you can obviously listen to that one too, but the one before was the one that Tim was on, and he told a story about having to express his dog's anal gland. It was so gross. I want a dog so bad, so bad.
But
and
not
that,
that
story
kind of.
Made me really... Right. No, I had all these questions. Is it just beagles? Is this a thing? Like, I had no idea. And it really gave me pause about owning a dog. But anyway, so I wanted to know whose story was the best. I also put in a third option on the Twitter poll, which was neither, that's gross. And surprise, surprise, neither, that's gross, won by a landslide. Tim, however, let me look at the stats, because Tim did beat me on Twitter. That is true. Was I'm totally okay with that, because I guess like I don't need to have the title of the person who has the grossest shit stories, but I will say
why ever not?
So, why not?
So out of there were 34 votes. 62% went to neither, that's gross. 26% went to Tim's story on the Married Man show, and 12% went to my story on the broadcast. Now, something to keep in mind, when you create a poll on Twitter, you cannot vote in your own poll. So the vote that was for me, or the
that one, sounds like, I mean, a personal
whoever,
problem.
Like, so whatever 12% of 34 votes is, however many votes that is, those votes are not coming from me. However, Tim has at least 4 Twitter accounts, and with all 4 of his Twitter accounts, he voted for himself. So I ask you, by how much did he actually beat me? So the mathematicians out there can get on that. Throw out his votes and let's figure this out. But anyway, so that's fine. Tim, I'll let you have the title. I'll let you have the title, Tim, because it's true. I did not stick my finger in a dog's anus. So you can go ahead. You can go ahead and have the title. That's fine.
Gross.
All right, then. On that note, we have another email from, I'm sorry, another voicemail from Dan from Wisconsin. Let's take it away.
You know, I got to say, that's a very, very professional sounding voicemail. So good job, Colleen. This is Dan from Wisconsin. I'm just calling. I'm actually calling because I'm currently on the way to going on an online dating-esque first date type thing. I had went on a couple dates this summer and it wasn't quite working for me, so emboldened by my own standards and the fact that you guys thought were okay with me having such standards, I decided to double down on what I was waiting for and keep looking. And I possibly may have found somebody that's pretty decent. So right now I'm on a 1-hour drive to the south to meet a girl for a hiking type date thing, and then if that goes well and we get along fine, then tomorrow night we'll go on something more elaborate, which I won't bother to tell you guys how that goes. I just figured I'd let you know before anything happens that something is going to happen, maybe. Thanks. Bye.
Yay.
Oh, that's nice.
Dan, thank you so much for calling back and giving us an update. That's awesome. I'm so happy that you're going on a date. And yes?
He didn't really give us an update. He was just like, hey, here's an update, but I'm going to not tell you the best part of the update.
Well, okay. Now that some time has passed between the time he actually called in and now, maybe he can tell us how the hiking date went and what this more elaborate date was, because I actually do want to know like what it was and how it went down.
Yeah.
But I think the update was just to say that he's like actually like putting himself out there, and that he like, you know, we like validated the fact that his like deal breakers were totally fine. Right? So I think that's exciting.
Yeah. We just need more deets. How'd it go?
No, we need more details. Like, please. I really want to know. Also,
you have a vested interest.
Yes. Yes, we do. I've known Dan since, oh my God, I've known Dan for 5 years. I met you 5 years ago. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. I want to know. I want to know details. I'm also always going to want to know details because that's who I am. So please, in the future, indulge me better. We have another voicemail from Michelle. So I guess we will take it away, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Michelle. I just finished listening to your most recent podcast. And, of course, I loved it just like I love all of your podcasts. I don't have a lot to talk about in terms of relationship information, but I can talk a little bit about the Squatty Potty. I've actually watched it on Shark Tank as well, and I was always very curious about it, but I never quite put down the money for it. But I can tell you that philosophy works. I know, again, with the oversharing on the Internet, I can say that in my bathroom, there's like this little wall that kind of juts out into fairly near to where the toilet is. And sometimes, you know, I make my own squatty potty using the wall. So that's my oversharing. But I just wanted you guys to know I love the podcast. Ever since you first posted it, I enjoy every single second of it. Will from Oregon, I can't compete with his last call-in, but he's so funny, and all of the contributors, and I just love the variety of talk and how honest and open you all are. And I really hope that you guys continue to do this for a long time. I don't know what your schedules are like. I think they said something about how it's only during the summer, but I hope I heard that wrong. Or at least maybe summer lasts until, like, December or December 21st. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. This is after work, and I'm on my way home. I pulled over before I got home so I could talk to you. And I look forward to the next podcast. And thanks again for everything. Thanks for the great entertainment and the great podcast. Keep it up, girls. You're great. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. First of all,
I totally agree. Summer should last to December.
That'd be like my ideal. First of all, there's no such thing as an overshare on the internet.
Yes.
Except that's what the internet was invented for.
Pretty much.
Legit. The internet was invented to overshare. It's a point.
It's the best purpose.
Second off, why hasn't Will from Oregon called lately? Unless he has a call
Oregon.
And I can't do it. Whatever.
It's Oregon.
I feel like I haven't heard from Will in 3 weeks, and I feel a little bit like, you know, he's ghosting us. So
having withdrawals here
a little bit. Yeah. Like he's just all of a sudden he's gone. Well, actually, we did. He said he loved Extraordinary Machine. So I guess if you love Fiona, then you're fine.
I suppose.
So Michelle's call actually made me think of something that I can't believe I hadn't thought of until this point. Which is that when I lived in France, everyone take a drink.
Everybody take a drink. Poop. Everybody take a drink.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, it's coming.
That's what she said. Everybody take a drink.
That's what she said.
There is there's a toilet, a type of toilet that one finds sometimes in certain French bathrooms that the French call Turkish toilets. Which I'm sure in Turkey they call something else, and, you know, whatever. Anyway, and these toilets are a hole in the floor, essentially, with, like, two things that you put your feet on. And then, so you do your business, and then afterwards you kind of get off the toilet, and so it's like a standing room toilet, and then you pull this chain, and water comes up and cleans it out. And, So, like, every now and then you'll find this in, like, you know, if you go to, like, an old cafe or something, an old bar or whatever. And I actually lived in an apartment my sophomore year of college where my toilet was one of these so-called Turkish toilets down the hall, so also, like, shared by the other people on that floor. And, I mean, like, you kind of have to squat, but you don't squat as far down as, like, when you're on a squatty potty, because you don't want to get too close to,
that seems a little uncomfortable. Yeah.
A little uncomfortable, a little bit unsanitary, a little bit weird. Like your parts are too close to other things, and it's, but yeah, for a whole year, I did have to squat in a certain kind of way, but that's also where it can be to your advantage to get yourself on a schedule where maybe you have to go to the bathroom when you're at school. And, like, at a normal.
How are we back at the poop talk?
Sorry, it's just going back to, like, the idea of, like, yeah, when you're camping, you do this. And when you're, and actually, if you have a quote-unquote Turkish toilet, then you have to do that, too. And I really, like, I wonder if the listeners have, like, ever seen these kinds of toilets before, and if they can tell me if there's another name. I'm just using the name that I was taught in French. It feels maybe like a little bit racist because I feel like they're just like proverbially shitting on the Turks. And anyway.
Okay, so what are your feelings on bidets, since this was also a topic on The Married Man Show?
This was also a topic on The Married Man Show, and this has been a mystery in my entire like life since I started learning French. I have never, ever seen a bidet in France, ever. And
seen one or not.
I've seen the gamut of French toilets in France. If you talk about the bidet to French people, they'll they'll cite you like North Africa, or, you know, a place like that would have a day. I looked it up because they were talking about it on the Married Man show. And I was like, why does France have the stereotype of being, I mean, the word is French, like bidet. So of course, I guess that makes sense that people would think it's French, but I looked it up on the internet, on the interwebs. And, I believe Wikipedia said it was like something common in like the Mediterranean area. So maybe more like Southern France, like Italy. Right. Although I haven't seen them in Italy. Well, maybe I did see them. I did see them in Italy when I was in Italy. So there you go.
Did you use one?
And then like also maybe North Africa. No, no. But it is like, the thing is, you know, if you like, it makes a lot of sense. What you're going to scrape some paper on your ass, or you're going to just essentially take a shower. Like, just take a shower. It's like, you wash your hands with soap and water. Like, why wouldn't you wash your ass too? It makes a lot of sense. It's like much more, it's much more clean.
I feel like just soap maybe and like water logistics, is the title like of this episode.
Yeah.
Soap and water.
Soap and water. Title.
Cleaner.
That's
than
my feelings on the bidet. I don't know.
Titling this episode Soap and Water is cleaner than titling it about poop.
Exactly, and it's still a veiled reference.
Dot dot dot. Yeah. We're sorry.
Have you guys ever like encountered a bidet?
Sure, I liked it. Yeah. I used it once. It was great.
Yeah, I've never used it, but yeah, I've been in hotels that have them.
Yeah,
in the U.S. or in, was it like a fancy thing? Like, I'm curious. Like,
it was a fancy thing.
Where are these?
Yeah, I think it's a fancy thing. Like, okay. More high end hotels in the U.S., but yeah, mostly in like Europe.
I feel bad because I didn't listen to the Married Man show about this yet. I know Jay probably talked about it. Did he, during that episode, talk about his experience with the bidet? Because I have heard his experience with a bidet, but I don't know if the podcasting people have heard his experience with the bidet. So before I further continue speaking about this, I would like to know, is this something that I can speak on?
Now I can't remember details because this was like a couple of podcasts ago. So
likely Jay.
I feel like Jay was okay with the bidet.
He loves the bidet. He wants to get a bidet in our
it's
house.
Clean. It's clean. Yeah.
Like, you know, I think I spoke about this also a couple of episodes ago. But like, you know, if it saves money on toilet paper, then sure. Mm-hmm. But does it waste money on water? Like, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. But if you have a sparkling clean ass, then is it really wasting money?
I guess that depends on what you're going to do with your ass.
Like?
I don't know. Like, what could you do with your butt? You need it to be sparkling.
Like, you know,
clean.
If you're taking your butt out for like a night on the town.
Or if somebody else's, to be clean.
First, like a sweatpants kind of night for your butt.
Okay, like, but
Netflix,
even if you're having
a chill kind of night.
Yeah, like, you know, is this a Netflix and chill ass night? Like, you, I mean, I don't know.
Or is this like we're going fancy?
It might make like ass play better if it's like got bidet clean versus toilet paper clean. I mean, also, I guess you have to kind of consider.
Probably like I feel like it's necessary for that.
Yeah.
But like, are you using like the what is it? The angel, whatever it's, you know, the like teal green one, like the Scott's,
yeah,
like
lost
what kind
the teal
of toilet
green
paper? You know, angels something toilet paper.
Angel soft.
Yeah, thank you.
Angel soft.
I'm just saying, some toilet papers don't. Some toilet papers don't clean the ass as well as other toilet papers. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still like it's like tissue paper that's gonna.
Yes,
you know,
I know that.
It's gonna
kind
of flake off.
My whole point here is there are probably
like if you scrub too hard, not scrub, but if you wipe too vigorous. Thank you.
Yes. Thank God, we're not talking about my vag this episode. We're talking about wiping asses.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wipe your ass too hard, too vigorously, then that's not good for your ass.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, you miss spots.
So just wash that shit.
You miss spots, you get chafing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Anyways.
Oh, guys, we have like some Freudian issues here. Just, you know, we're really like working through some stuff. That's what she said.
Well, we had the oral phase with Zachary biting off his scalp. Now we're in the anal phase. right?
It's,
yes. I mean, what other phases can we go through?
I don't know.
I'm sure we'll get there.
The Oedipal one eventually. Mm. I mean, whatever. That's all bullshit. So yeah. Anyway, what were we even talking about?
Oh, it's weird. We were voicemails. Is that that was the last voicemail, right?
No. There was one more from Maggie.
Oh, there's one more. Oh my goodness. I hope it's about poop.
All this, I gotta say, it's really weird that we've recorded for less than an hour, and we are on our last voicemail. I feel like we're slacking here, but I'm sure we can make up for it.
Right? Oh yeah,
I'm sure we can make up for it. All right, one more. Let's do it.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Maggie from Northern Virginia calling in, and I have to call in to stick up for Colleen and the Squatty Potty. Amanda and Shandy, you do not know what you're missing with the Squatty Potty. It is the best thing ever. And yeah, it really helps. I heard about it on another podcast, and I don't know if any of you guys are campers, but I am not. And one of the guys was like, yeah, when I always went camping and had to squat, I always pooped the best. And that's kind of what the Squatty Potty does. It puts your body to be squatting, which is apparently the most natural position for pooping. Yeah, I know. Take multiple drinks because of the pooping, all the pooping references of the Squatty Potty. But you guys really don't know what you're missing. And Colleen, you said you were at your parents and didn't have your Squatty Potty. There's actually a travel Squatty Potty. It's like inflatable or something that is for sale on the Squatty Potty website. The podcast I listen to has a discount code for it, so let me know if you want to get it. And I'll give you the discount code.
Yes.
Squatty Potty is amazing. It really is. I've got to just stick up for Colleen on that one. And I have a women in media kind of thing to mention to you guys.
Pulling us back out of the gutter.
I forgot two, but I'll save one for later. So the one I really want to tell you about is on Netflix. It's a TV show. It's called Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries. Miss Fisher is the best. Miss Fisher is in Australia in the late 1920s. And she has the best clothes and can solve all these mysteries. She's, you know, Sherlock Holmes-ish, not really, but kind of just observant, I guess. And I really want to be Miss Fisher when I grow up. She, you know, doesn't want to get married. She gets sex with whoever she wants. She's got, you know, she's very open-minded in the, you know, for the late 1920s. And it's set in Australia, which is something never, you know, haven't read or seen much of that usually. So that's pretty cool. It's based on a book series, which is written by a woman. I am not sure about the TV show, how much, you know, is written or directed and stuff by women, but it doesn't matter because Miss Fisher's pretty awesome anyway. Again, I want to be Miss Fisher when I grow up. She's the best. So it's like three seasons. It's kind of a mystery of the week kind of thing, with a little bit of an overarching mystery. The first season, but the characters are really good. And again, I can't say it enough. Miss Fisher is awesome. So, everybody get a Squatty Potty and watch Miss Fisher. Okay, thanks, ladies. I love what you do. Bye bye.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Dude, I love Miss Fisher. I freaking love Miss Fisher. We air it on my two, the PBS stations that I work on. So I've gotten to make all the promos and stuff for them. And it really is as fun as Maggie says. And to add to that, it's based off of a story that is written by a woman, but it is also produced and the teleplays are written by a woman.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's a male director. But there's two women creatively helming the show, and the writer of the series is very involved as well. And it is really great. It's like super cheesy and like super beautiful, and the clothes are like everything. Like if you watch it for nothing but the clothes, it is not a waste of your time. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Maggie, I am with you. I freaking love that show. And I've heard that they are working on series 4. So hopefully maybe next year we'll have some more Miss Fisher. Because series 3 ends on quite the cliffhanger.
Damn.
So, you know.
I will have to look into that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really beautiful. It's like sort of like murder mystery in the same vein as like, I'm trying to think of like a good example, because it's like more like fluffy murder mystery. It's not like, you know, it's not like Luther or like something that's really dark. It's much more flamboyant in its presentation.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
and fun. That's on Netflix.
A fun, lighthearted. It's on Netflix. Yeah, but
cool.
Yeah, check your local PBS stations, because it is for public television. So you might be one of the lucky stations that airs it as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. I think that.
And travel squatty potties.
Oh yes, travel squatty potties. That's like the best thing. We just buried the lead.
Inflatable. Yeah. Like, wouldn't you be afraid you would pop it?
No. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Who cares? I mean, you're shitting.
No,
who
you're
cares?
Not supposed to like stand on like a. I don't know.
It's not like you put like, full weight on it.
Well, also,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I mean, if it's a hard poop, you put full weight on it. I'm just saying, but like, I feel like the way I pictured it.
Oh my god, are you trying to kill me? I just choked. Just choked on my beer.
You guys can't see this now, but I'm making a big face at Amanda, like.
Yep. Oh my god.
Travel squatty potties. I kind of pictured it as being like the type of plastic from like a bouncy house that's inflatable. Where, you know.
You gotta super hardcore.
Really jump on that shit to like pop it.
But then how
very
do you
durable.
But then
childproof.
How do you inflate it? Do you have to bring like a
maybe there's a pump? You know, for those inflatable beds, like those inflatable mattresses?
Like aerobics?
You just like plug it in?
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, now I feel like you guys just went.
I don't know why,
you guys just went someplace way more complicated than I went. We have an email from somebody. Does anybody want to just read the email?
Would you like to do the honors?
You will probably get to it faster because I'm still loading in.
That's what
you
said.
Well, Michael wrote in to us. A very interesting email called Friend Zone. And Michael said, hello, ladies. So this question/topic was something that came up on my favorite basketball podcast last week. The topic of the quote-unquote friend zone came up, and the consensus was that it does not exist. I completely agree with the assessment and find it odd that you'd have to break out of some zone to win over a woman.
Disagree.
Relationships of all types. This is going to be a fun discussion then.
Yes, it will be.
Relationships of all types are not rigid and change based on the circumstances surrounding them. This idea that being a friend is somehow not as good as sleeping with someone just seems born of immaturity and privilege. And I'm going to read that sentence a second time. This idea that being a friend is somehow not as good as sleeping with someone just seems born of immaturity and privilege.
I agree with
being
that.
Something. Okay.
Let her finish.
Being something beyond friends depends on a mutual desire, opportunity, and many other things. I don't see how you convince someone to be attracted to you or think of you in a sexual manner. I just wanted to get a female perspective on this and see if it differs. Thanks, Michael. So, Michael, thank you for writing in. I thought this was going to be one of those emails that we're all on the same page about, but it looks like we're not. So, Colleen, please.
I don't think that it's necessarily convincing, like, you know. Okay, so let's just establish this for all like intents and purposes of any kind of like hypotheticals that we do. Michael is clearly a man. So are we saying like women friend zoning men just for the sake of this pronouns that I can use in an argument?
You can, yeah, I think that's actually. Spoiler alert for later. I think that the idea of the friend zone is a little bit sexist, and I think that it is because, like you said, it is this idea that it's this thing that women do.
Well, I think that it could
generally.
I think it could
go either way.
I think it could go either way.
I think that when we talk talk about it as a society, the narrative is that it's something that women do to men. And maybe there are, you know, stories or whatever, people talk about it going both ways, but I think that overall it's something that people think that women do to men.
Well, that's also like, societal, but I think because that's the narrative we tend to see, that it's like the movie with like the awkward dude and like the bombshell girl.
Right.
You know, and like
The movie,
except for She's All That.
Truth. But I think, no, but exactly. But it's like, if that's what you're always seeing presented out in society, that then sort of drives the conversation.
Okay.
And I think that's sort of why societally we tend to
totally
think
agree.
Of it in those terms.
100% agree. You're totally right. I think that a lot of times men get stuck on, get like, have this held up on like the friend zone or whatever because of society and Hollywood and all that stuff. I totally agree with that. But can I just establish, for the sake of the pronouns that I'm going to use in my response, that
sure,
this, you know, is a woman friend zoning a man thing. And because I don't want to get argued about that, because I'm probably not on the same page as you guys for the other stuff, but like, at least with like the Hollywood stuff, I am, and we'll see, like, moving on. That said, okay, yes, relationships of all are not rigid and they change based on their circumstances. 100% agree with that. The idea that being a friend is somehow not as good as sleeping with someone is just seems born of immaturity and privilege. Being something beyond friends depends on a mutual desire, opportunity, and many other things. I don't see how you convince someone to be attracted to you or think of you in a sexual manner. I really don't think that you should try to convince somebody to be sexually attracted to you. Like, personally, I feel like you're either attracted to someone or not. However, where I disagree is, I think that you can be friends with somebody for a year or two and then wake up one day and be like, man, like, I really like this person. Like, I think that you could totally build up to that point where you start on the basis of friends. Now, that's just like, I friend zoned a lot of people. Allegedly I did. Like, my friends in high school say that. I totally don't think so. I think I only friend zoned one person. Amanda, you know this person. We won't need names. I think I only friend zoned one person. You know who it is. I just have to say, like, I don't think that they have to win somebody over. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen completely. But I also, I don't, Shandy, you go and then I'll counterpoint you, because I feel like I might be moving a little bit off topic, which I tend to do.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the kitten. The kitten is...
Yes, as Tim said, I will have a kitten story every time. Sorry, no, she's totally fine. She's whatever.
Okay, she's guys, everybody, Shandy's pussy is fine.
My pussy's fine. No problem there.
The kitten is good.
The kitten, that's what I'm talking about.
I love you guys.
I just don't know, I don't like the term. Like, I love what?
Hi. When do you get home? You scare the shit out of me. Hello. I'm sorry, I got an unexpected visitor in my house who also lives here.
And you're wearing headphones, so it's not like you heard him coming.
I know. I did not. I just literally got the fuck scared out of me. Like, I was in the mid-pour, and I was like, anyway.
Well, but now here's the question. Where did the pour end up? You dispel?
I guess it ended up in the friend zone, which Shani is about to explain to us.
Well played. Nailed it.
Go for it.
I just, like, I...
Friend zone me, Shandy. Friend zone me.
Well, I mean, so, here's the thing. Like, I love the way that Michael said that it's based, like, attraction is based on mutual desire. Mutual being the key word. And I do agree with you, Colleen, that you can be friends with someone and over time develop an interest in them. Because you get to know them better, because, you know, whatever, like, you have shared experiences, whatever, like, that's totally legit. But I just don't like this language of the friend zone being this way to talk about what women do to men when they're not into you. And I think it, like, ties in, I mean, just like you were talking about, Amanda, with rom-coms, like, the like, recurring narrative in a rom-com is that this basically pursues a woman essentially like a stalker, then eventually he'll win her over because she is the prize, and persistence is, like, apparently the way to go. You know? Yeah, exactly. Doesn't actually respect her desires, but, like, if he just stalks her, then eventually she'll come around. And that takes, that completely strips away this mutual desire and, like, her having any agency. So I don't like the idea that there's a prize, that, like, a relationship, you know, like, is a prize, whether it be a woman or a man, but it's always, you know, it's, like, usually we're talking about the woman.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea that that you need to win somebody over. And I just think that, like, all of us have a lot of friends, and it is kind of insulting to those friends to think that, like the friend zone isn't inherently sort of negative. So if somebody's into you and you're not into them,
no, go ahead.
If somebody's into you and you're not into them, then if, you know, if the mutual desire is not there, like, either you can be friends with that person and be happy and feel thankful that this person likes you enough to be friends with you, because that's also pretty rad and you should be, like, happy about that. Or if you are only interested in this person because you wanted a physical relationship with them, then you cannot be friends with them at all, because fuck you. I don't know. Like, I'm
okay. Wait.
I'm not a fan.
Wait. No, before you jump at it, maybe I have something I'd like
yes.
to say.
Oh my God, Amanda, every time Shannon and I argue over something, you always get, like, cut out, and you always have, like, an amazing thing to say.
She gets friend zoned.
I get.
Oh my God, we friend zoned you.
I do.
Okay,
you friend zoned me.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna friend zone you right now. You speak. I swear to God, I'm gonna zip my lips until you're done talking, except for the occasional like snort or whatever. Okay, go ahead.
That's fine. I like the snorts. I have sort of two points on this, and kind of go with me because I might get all timey wimey marbly.
No way.
Amanda?
I was going to say, Colleen, are you still hearing her? Because she's gone.
No, she's gone. I think Google just found her. This might be the most perfect timing ever for somebody to get cut off. Okay. Oh, okay.
She's gone.
Oh, here you are. Here you are. Oh. Dude, that was pretty amazing timing.
What happened? My computer, like, straight up freaked out. My computer,
Google,
like,
freaked out you.
Let's just say Brooklyn. Brooklyn happened. Okay, everybody, take a drink.
Straight up,
and everyone drink to that.
Straight up, my laptop just went, like, narcoleptic. It seriously was like the call ended because your computer momentarily went to sleep. That was actually the error message.
I think your computer friend zoned you.
I put my cell phone on top of my laptop. It went to sleep. So I don't know if they just, like, my laptop, like, friend, like, just shut down my cell phone. It was like, no, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. Just prove my what was my point? Oh, dear.
I don't even know. I don't
You had
know.
A very impassioned point.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, get back to it. We're going to shut up again.
Yeah, so just because I feel like there's so many ways to unravel this whole idea of the friend zone.
No, let's,
like,
do it. Maybe.
Yes, there's a whole, like, the fact that it's a negative. Like, you don't think of it, you only think of it in terms of A likes person B, but person B does not feel the same way. Like, you don't friend zone something where both people enter into the relationship knowing that it's a friendship and are mutually, do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is no,
it's a good distinction. Yeah.
So it really, it's just this thing that does exist, but I think by giving it a name, we are, as a society, making it a bigger deal than it is.
Because
it's only this thing that we pull. Well, it's only, it's only this thing we pull out in a negative context.
That's what she said.
It's only a friend.
Yeah, but like a friend zone is only used when you are pursuing someone and they don't like you romantically and they shut down your romantic advancements.
The only reason why I'm okay with the term friend zone is because I do think that the term goes both ways. And it does suck when, like, you're interested in somebody and, like, you know, they only see you as a friend. And I you know, this generally definitely happens during, like, high school or whatever. Like, I do think this is a term that applies the younger you are or whatever. But, like...
Yes, I think there's a level of immaturity with that as well.
Right, yes. Exactly. So I do think that the friend zone exists. Like I said, I've been accused of doing it. And so I think that it is a legitimate term as long as the person that is friend zoned is, you know, okay with accepting that. And you know, like, you know, they're going to be more prone to listening to, like, sad emo music than being like, wait, you deserve me and doing worse. Right?
But I think it exists almost for the opposite, because you're not accepting the fact that this person does not feel romantically about you.
Okay.
And it's the whole reason why the term exists. It's by giving it a name, you're speaking it to power.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me counter this. Like, Shandy is about to fucking bitch slap me, and I can see that. So, have you ever been in love with somebody or liked somebody, had a crush on somebody or whatever, that didn't like you back? They just wanted to be friends with you. And I feel like that is literally just like the strict definition of the friend zone. I had that happen to me in high school like all the damn time. So I have a book of poetry that I wrote like in high school that's in my safe right now. And it's all based on being friend zoned by people. Yes, it is. I did. The only person that
I'm just saying,
like, I didn't feel entitled to, like, whatever. Like, my husband's the only other person in this world that's read this book, like, other than me. Like, I just, you know, hand wrote, like, things in it. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like the friend zone doesn't have to be, like, this entitled negative thing. Like, it could be just this thing where you're like, man, this fucking sucks. I really like this person a lot, and they don't want to be with me. And I do think that that is a thing that, like, actually can be a thing.
Of course, unrequited love happens all the time, and that's part of life, and it's part of the beauty of life, and it's okay, and, like, we've all experienced it. However...
Oh, I hate when you say
however.
I hate your havers. I might title this episode,
that
however.
Dan, however. Okay, so I just did a little Googling. And on Urban Dictionary, let's look at the definition of the friend zone, according to Urban Dictionary. What you attain after you fail to impress a woman you're attracted to. Usually initiated by the woman saying, you're a good friend. Usually associated with long days of suffering and watching your love interest hop from one bad relationship to another. Verb tense is friended. I'm just saying, the term, the idea, like, unrequited love, yes, obviously. Like, that's why we have, like novels and plays
great
and songs and, like,
unrequited love.
That is life, but, like, I think there are inherently sexist connotations with this term, and that's why I don't like it.
No, and I agree with you completely. It's just, you know, it's like, as the narrative has been structured around, it's a guy pining after a girl, and the girl is shutting them down. And it goes both ways, but that is the story that we continue to see time and time again told out.
But if you just stalk her for long enough.
Just take, you know, get the boombox over your head. That's super romantic.
Okay. First of all.
Yeah.
Why can't girls also be friend zoned?
No, I'm not saying that
they can. It's just, that's not the story that is commonly associated with that term.
Well, because, you know, Hollywood has to
say, the male to female.
Hollywood has to sell these movies that are, you know, like the girl gets the guy or whatever. But have we had a movie ever where the guy? I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So where the girl becomes the stalker. I'm pretty. It's not. Like, okay, well, that's like true. I'm not going to make any definitive statements, but that's not.
Okay, I always go back to.
That's not the usual scenario.
Well, and when you do see it, it's more of like a thriller. You know, it's Fatal Attraction. It's Swim Fan. You know, it's like where she's just a crazy person.
Okay.
Whereas you see it in the rom-com where it's, you know, and the guy's like, oh, it's just adorable. It's just this really beautiful girl just doesn't understand that Hollywood uncomfortable guy.
Okay, pick
one. Right, exactly. Because the overall narrative in our society is that it's the man who pursues and the passive woman who has to, like, put up with his shit and then eventually crumble if you know, he's persistent enough. Slash, hey, he should have a restraining order against
him. What about 10 Things I Hate About You?
It's the same idea. She was trying to friend zone him, and he was pursuing her. Actually, both. You see it on both sides of the story. It's like the Heath Ledger character and the Joseph Gordon-Levitt character.
You see it on both sides of the story.
And the other guy who was the head elf in the Santa Claus.
What?
That guy, like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's friend, he has a storyline like that, too, where he pursues Julia Stiles' friend. Like, that same story.
It's fucking based on the Taming of the Shrew, so are we really like, yes, okay, we're gonna like it because Shakespeare, but like,
listen, Shanny,
like, should we I mean, are we really gonna be taking like relationship advice from the 1500s? Like, is that like how like equitable, you know, relationships should go?
To be fair, no, like, it was a 20th century remake of
same story, and we like it because we're familiar with the story. We're also familiar with, like, all the kinds of stories that this has inspired. Also, the actors are awesome.
That's true,
obviously.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag rest in peace.
But
I think that one you bring up is kind of interesting because we're tricked into thinking it's kind of this like feminist story because Julia Stiles' character is like such a badass and she kind of does what she wants, but really it's the same narrative that we see time and time again. It's just skinned a little different, so we don't
hate
it.
You at all.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Good times.
It's a good one. I would say, hey, if I can move into their house and go to that like giant castle of a high school, like, I guess sign me up. That's cool.
Yeah, my life would be pretty good.
Like, I'd friend zone everybody for that.
Yep.
Actually, no, if I could take Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I love him, and he's a French tutor in that movie, but
he's the best.
He did play in The Wire. Did you guys see The Wire?
No, I really wanted to, though.
It's really too bad. Like, I love him, but it's really too bad that they cast him, because
why?
He's not French. French. Like, it was a Frenchman. He's not French. So the movie is, like, weird, because so much of it is in English. And it's like this, the premise is completely unbelievable because like his girlfriend is American or whatever, but like they're in France. So it doesn't make any sense. No.
But in real life, his girlfriend was French as well. That is a whole French team. They all came to America because he was going to walk on a tightrope between the world between the Twin Towers.
Right. Yes, but the guy, like in real life, is French. And there's actually a really good documentary on it that.
Yeah, Man on a Wire.
Yes, exactly. That's really good. The problem is that with the movie, it's like it's beautifully shot, but it's just the French stuff that really, because he has an accent when he speaks French, and like whenever he's speaking English, it's like not very believable that they would be speaking English in those instances, and so he's like putting on this fake French accent, which anyway, it's too bad that they cast an American for that. But that's a total side note. I love him.
Yeah, just
please marry me. No, I mean, not as much as Kate McKinnon, though. I mean, she, like, I'll marry her first.
She's my number one.
She's my number one. He can be my number two.
Yes. What you're saying is you want a threesome with Kate McKinnon and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's probably a pretty good threesome.
I'm pretty sure Shandy just came right now when I said that. You did. At the very least, you wish you had a bidet for your butt for them.
I don't think it's her butt.
I'm going to bidet for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We're going a little north there. We're bideting the northern regions.
No, you're bideting the southern regions.
Anyways.
Yeah.
No, the northern regions. We're going north.
I feel so confused. Is your north different than
north? We're going north from the vag.
So you want to bidet your veg?
No, a little bit higher. Just go.
You you want to bidet your clit. I get it now.
Thank you.
Yep. See, you just friend zoned me because I totally didn't get that for like the first 2 minutes.
No, I did not. Different. I didn't friend zone you. I was giving you instructions.
Oh,
forte. I was gonna say, I'll tell you.
Like, listen, anyway, bitch. If I want you to put your stream of water. Okay, I can't finish. I can't finish what she said. Please, somebody else say something. So I don't further embarrass myself with Shandy's sexuality. I never thought I'd miss poop talk so much.
Quote.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Any closing thoughts on friend zoning before we move on?
I think the friend zone sucks. I think it exists. I think it sucks. Sorry, Shandy, and we're gonna have to agree to disagree. Okay, the end.
We're super in alliance on this.
Yeah.
I would bidet your asses, both of you, at the same time.
At the same time.
That's the episode title. Yeah.
Wait, what's the episode title?
Oh no.
What? I would bidet your asses both at the same time.
It's a very long title. That's like a Fiona title.
That is.
Exactly.
Can I just tell you?
If we wanted to edit, we could say, I would bidet both your asses at the same time. What is the expression? I want to say rolls off the tongue.
Oh yes, it also comes off the tongue, Shandy. Also, that's what she said. Anyways, we have one more thing of feedback. This is actually, so Lori submitted her favorite quote. Does anyone want to read it, or do you want me to? I can read
you
it.
Can you can read
want.
It.
Okay. So this is from Lori, who we have not called accidentally. She says. And, so I think she said this is from Meets Joe Black. Love is passion, obsession, someone you can't live without. I say fall head over heels, find someone you can love like crazy, and who'll love you back in the same way. How do you find them? Well, you forget your head and listen to your heart, and I'm not hearing any heart. Because the truth is, there is no sense living your life without this. To make the journey and not fall deeply in love, well, you haven't lived at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to try because if you haven't tried, you haven't lived. Stay open. Who knows? Lightning could strike.
Very moving.
Yeah, totes.
Very powerful. I like it. I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie.
Yeah, I actually know somebody named Joe Black, so that's kind of funny. But
did you friend zone him?
His life must have been kind of hard in the late 90s with that movie.
Yeah,
you're
seriously.
Not Brad Pitt.
No, he's a very attractive man, I will say.
Well, that's exciting. All right, so does anybody else have anything that they want to talk about? I feel like the health benefits...
No, dude, I'm pooped. I'm lay tired.
Right up.
True. WTF, mate.
Okay, so I think on that note...
that's fine. Oh, I'm so tired.
Okay, well,
I woke up.
Oh, you woke up when?
Oh, yes.
When? When did you wake up, Amanda? When your son woke up at 3 in the morning?
No, I did. I woke up at 3 this morning to throw up because I had some bad oysters last night and then I couldn't get back to sleep. And I was
up. Oh my God, that's awful.
The same amount of time.
Oh, no.
Not because I was throwing up, but...
Well, how about this?
Because I just couldn't get back to sleep.
Yeah, well, next time that you're up that time...
I'm not as much sleep as you're working on.
No. Next time you're up at that time, text me. I'll probably be like, oh, my God, somebody that's
I'm probably
not...
up too.
No, my response will literally be like, oh, my God, somebody at 3 in the morning that's not Tim to talk to you. This is amazing.
Yeah. But do you feel tired?
Yes, and no.
I'm super tired.
For me, yes and no. Like, it's a tire that coffee controls, actually. Like, more so. So,
but see, I've tried to cut back on my coffee to like try and help combat the insomnia.
Oh,
because they, you know, it's like, well, I don't think that the caffeine affects my sleeping. Like, clearly it does. So like, I try and keep my caffeine limited in the morning.
Because it also helps you poop, right?
Well, yeah, that too.
I feel like I need everybody else to chime in on this. So if you're listening out there and coffee makes you poop or doesn't make you poop, actually, if it doesn't make you poop, I kind of want to hear from you more. You can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can call 331-BROADS3, and that is 331-276-2373. We will talk about your friend zone, your pooping, your vaginal poison ivy stories, like just pretty much like if you pee your pants all the time. I mean, if you do it, we'll talk about it. We're pretty awesome.
And I would like to say, with all of the negative poop talk after the last one,
no negative poop talk, just poop talk.
Sure. I'm just saying, with all of the reactions to the poop talk, I'm just going to put it out to the listeners. If you want us to talk about something else, we are more than happy to. Just like call her right in and write us your questions about something totally non-poop related, and we will be more than happy to talk about it.
All right, so on that note, friend zones, yay?
Or nay.
Make of them what you will.
Yeah, no, I would love to hear the listener feedback. Like, yeah. Let's see, maybe we can do another poll.
We can do another poll, Shandy. That's what she said. You're right.
It's all about the poll.
It's all about the poll.
I didn't even know that was a thing you could do on Twitter.
Nick is going to be so excited that, you know, we had all these That's What She Said.
I'm glad that I know that now because I'll be happy to add some more.
Yay.
My boss recently learned what the shocker was, and it was because of something I said. And, like, we were talking in passing, and I was like, oh, blah, 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 and I mentioned the shocker, and she was like, what's a shocker? And so I have four women that work in my office, and one of them is 62, and she didn't know what it was, and the other one knew what it was, and she was just like... And I was like, you know, the shocker. And, like, I made the, like, hand signal or whatever. And she was like, the shocker, what's that? And I was like, oh, please, please, please don't make me tell you what the shocker is. And she was like, no, what is? I was like, you know, one in the pink, two in the stink. And she was just like, oh. And then, so she went to lunch today with our HR director and came in. And the first thing she says to me is, I just want you to know that Ashley also didn't know what the shocker was, so it's not just me. And I was like, why were you talking to her about the shocker? Like, why was that a thing? And she was like, you know, I wanted to just make sure, like, you know, it was a thing. And I was like, okay. Like, so my whole office knows what that is because of me. Hashtag
you're welcome.
Hashtag winning.
All right. On that note, guys, thank you all for joining us. If you have anything to write in, you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can call 331-BROADS3, and that is 331-276-2373. Please call in about the friend zone. Tell everybody that they're wrong except for me because I'm right.
That's okay. I love to argue, so.
Yeah, I just spit on myself. That was a really judgy snort.
We've all spit things on ourselves, spit Amanda. Out your
team, right? Yeah.
I don't even know where to go from there. I had something to say.
I don't know.
About feedback. Let us know. Do that. Whatever you got to do, do it up. I don't even know because you talked about spitting and it threw me off because I'm 32 and 13 at heart.
Do we have to thank the Patreon again?
Oh, yes. Thank you. because I put my notebook down. So we have to thank some of our patrons at the a specific level, which you can also be a patron at. So thank you, Brad from Chicago, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart. Thank you so much. I hear, and this is just rumor and conjecture, but Chris in Boston did tell me that he did buy his Squatty Potty on the Patreon dime. So I'm just saying, you're all contributing to a very good cause.
And on that note,
poop, love, and happiness.
Yep.
So until next time. Yeah, until next time. This is the broadcast, and I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And until next...
Farewell, adieu, and good night.
Shandy and her kitten say goodnight.
Also, yes.
Anyways, peace out, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.